Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rutrients for Black and White Sports 2. Well, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and the Las Vegas Raiders. Okay, it was pretty widely known that the Las Vegas Raiders were going to be heavily in on Tom Brady. The only problem is Tom Brady is now retired. So, of course, the obvious deduction coming out of this is, well, now the Raiders are going to try to be in on Aaron Rodgers. We don't know that to be so, but we know one thing. Davante Adams, Aaron's former partner in crime on the Packers football field together, is very much wanting Aaron Rodgers to become a Raider. Now, it does make some sense, okay? He's a West Coast guy, and Las Vegas is much closer to the West Coast, and it's a pretty short flight over to, you know, San Francisco, LA, from Las Vegas. It's just a lot more convenient. Then we've got the idea that he can play in better weather, and, you know, he can go see the University of California play, which is where he is from. And he's kind of looking for a ticket out of town, right? A lot of people assume, including me, that probably the betting favorites should be the New York Jets. But there is some definite connection between Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers. We're going to get to this because Davante made some more comments regarding Rodgers. He also threw out this little gem from the Pro Bowl yesterday, if you can call it a game, a Pro Bowl. I don't know. It was a total joke. Picking up the two, but he scored, I guess, what you call a touchdown in this thing. And then did a little discount double check right there. Yeah, he did a discount double check. We know, of course, Rodgers is a spokesperson for State Farm. Now, that's where that become famous. And in case you're just wanting some context, this is their numbers together, all right? And one thing that I kind of brought up the other day, but we need to make sure we keep in mind, because Rodgers had a down year. It was also the first year without Davante Adams. It's the first year since not having either a Davante Adams or Jordy Nelson. You know, I mean, this was a big transition. Let me give you these numbers. This was as of Christmas Day 2021. Okay. Rodgers and Adams have played together since 2014. In 105 games, Adams has caught 595 passes from Rodgers for 7,285 yards and 66 touchdowns. Okay, so that just tells you right there's going to be a significant drop-off in some kind of production. The Rodgers thing in Las Vegas makes sense because of Davante Adams, because of the fact that Mark Davis is looking to put asses in the seats out in that is one hell of a nice stadium. They call it the Death Star. He's wanting to put asses in the seats for that Death Star Stadium out there, and you can't get Brady. Rodgers is the obvious next choice, right? You would have thought it might have been for San Francisco, but San Francisco's in the NFC, and the Packers have said, we're not trading Rodgers to the NFC. So, let's get to this. If it were this is a Las Vegas review. If it was up to Davante Adams, the next Raiders quarterback would be Aaron Rodgers, his former Packers teammate. It's a message he's already sending. One, he will continue to stress to the Raiders decision makers should Rodgers become available this offseason. Quote, 1,000,000%, Adams said, expressing that wish to the Raiders. 100%, that's exactly what I'm trying to portray. Well, you just said 1,000,000. We're down to 100? Man, we had a quick drop-off, didn't we? Rodgers, a Super Bowl champion and four-time NFL MVP, is being connected to the Raiders as the next...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Landing spot should he leave Green Bay? It makes a ton of sense given the Raiders' need for a replacement for Derek Carr and Rodgers' longtime ties to Adams. He had longtime ties to Derek Carr, too. It just should be noted. Adams has made his feelings known with some not-so-subtle social media posts recently, and while he laughs some of his Twitter thoughts as good-natured trolling, he also made it crystal clear Sunday after the Pro Bowl games at Allegiant Stadium that he would welcome the chance for a reunion at or with Rodgers. Quote, would I be interested in having Aaron Rodgers throw to me? Yes, I would love that. I would love to have that. And obviously that would be a dream scenario, one that I'm very familiar with. Adams isn't the only Raider that would love to welcome Rodgers to Las Vegas. Pending free agent running back Josh Jacobs was enthusiastic about the possibility of playing with Rodgers and hinted that his presence would enhance how he feels about remaining with the Raiders. Interesting. So you get A-Rod. I may look at staying in Las Vegas. I may look at it a lot harder. Interesting. Domino effect. Of course, it's A-Rod. That's Aaron Rodgers, Jacobs said. But yeah, he's a dog. If he was to come over here, I feel like that would change the aspect of a lot of things. Multiple league sources have indicated Raiders are on the short list of landing spots for Rodgers should he follow through and leave Green Bay. Honestly, this may not be a follow-through issue, okay? Because a lot of people are starting to really feel like the Packers don't want him back. Okay, so he may not necessarily get to stay, even if he wants to, all right? Now, he could retire. I mean, that's a thing, right? We know that the New York Jets have already put it out there. They're willing to give up multiple first for Rodgers. Now, my one issue with Rodgers in all of this is, you've got to give me more than 1 year. If I'm giving up multiple first, I need two full seasons of 110% of your attention processing. All right? That means you're all in. You're around for off-season. You're out there working with receivers. All the stuff that you should have been doing the last 3 or 4 years in Packer land, I'm requiring you do if you come to my team. If you can't do that, I'll look around. I'll sign Jimmy Garoppolo or somebody. If so, Adams' component could play a big role here. He and Rodgers played 8 years together, 669 passes, 8,121 yards, 73 touchdowns. They may be throwing up postseason in that. The Raiders will keep their star wide receiver in the loop as they ponder the direction they take quarterback. And Adams said he expressed his thoughts to Josh McDaniels and general manager Dave Ziegler in the coming days. He's going to tell them there's a lot of conversation to be had still in the near future. We'll see what happens, but that's obviously something I'd go in and talk about. Adams was coy when asked if he and Rodgers have had any conversations. We'll keep that behind closed doors. Wow. Rodgers alluded to the Raiders and Adams on Sunday during an interview with California, good God, from the Pro-Am at the PGA Tour event at Pebble Beach. It's early here in Texas. Quote, I'm just going to say that the predominant team that we hear when we're walking is the Raiders, Rogers said. A lot of Raiders fans are encouraging me. A lot of Devontae misses you comments. So we're having some fun with that. I'm sure you're having a blast with it. Look, if I'm the Raiders, do you take a chance? Do you take a swing? Just knowing that, look, if that happens, you're going to become arguably the biggest story in the NFL for the next year or two. Okay? It's going to be all eyes on the Raiders. People are going to come into Las Vegas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Just to go out and see Aaron Rodgers play ball, that stadium's going to be full, and you're going to make, from a business standpoint, a shit ton of money. All the monies, right? But like I said, I'd have to have a full commitment. Now, okay, a lot of people drew the line with Tom Brady and with Vegas because of Josh McDaniels. I do wonder how well Josh McDaniels and Aaron Rodgers gets along, because McDaniels, he's a pit bull, okay? A lot of people believe that Derek Carr wants out because Josh McDaniels just browbeat the shit out of his ass. I mean, he coaches very hard. Frankly, that's why Mac Jones loved him, and that's why Tom Brady loved him. All right? We heard Mac say, I want to be coached hard. He was not getting that. Does Aaron Rodgers strike you as a I want to be coached hard guy? Because he doesn't me. All right? He doesn't me. Tell me what you think, Black and White Sports 2 supporters. Is this going to happen? It looks like it's the Jets or the Raiders in the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, because you've cut out the NFC in this, so that eliminates the Saints. That eliminates the Buccaneers. It eliminates the 49ers. I know they say they're not signing a veteran QB. That could be a massive mistake in San Francisco. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.